We spoke with Hugh Bowman back on Tuesday. Everything was going to plan there. This morning at about 5:30, she had a quiet gallop there, breezing up down the straight under all the cameras that were there for her normal call. And then Hugh Bowman and Chris Waller spoke to the media. And from Hugh Bowman, well, it's business as normal going into Saturday.
With Winks, her fitness levels have increased significantly over the last month or so. And yeah, I think she's looking great in my eye. In my opinion, I think she looks excellent in the coat, and she's got a real glow in her eye, as does Chris, which is always exciting. So yeah, like I said, we're just looking forward to the weekend. The first up race, you know, I always look at it as a stepping stone towards the rest of her preparation. I guess there is that little element of unknown because she hasn't raced since the Cox Plate in this occasion, or in other occasions of Queen Elizabeth. So, you know, there is that slight element of just wondering how she's going to go when she does get under the race conditions. But all signs that she's shown us is that she's ready to go, and I'm sure we'll be excited with how she goes on the weekend.
So there you go. There's Hugh Bowman talking about Winks and the feel, the build-up towards the Star Apollo Stakes to be run at Randwick at 10 to 4 on Saturday afternoon. Of course, the trainer is Chris Waller. And, the mare has been a part of his life for many years now, but he's always thinking about what can happen.
Every day you're thinking about little things that need to change, and they change by the hour. There's all sorts of conditions to think of. For as close as this morning, there was a fire at Rose Hill, there was a bit of smoke around it, and I just was constantly thinking, do we bring her out? Do we abort this morning's media call? But fortunately, there was a little bit of a break in the smoke and we got her to breeze up the straight perfectly. So just there's one little example, and you can imagine over the past 4 months the other things that change when you're preparing a horse. So apart from that, it's been very straightforward. We've only got one thing to worry about, and that's Winks being her same dominant self. She's rated the best horse with the latest Longines awards, and if she maintains that for a few more runs, she won't have any problems. So they're fair competition. They're Group 1 winners, or horses that have performed at the highest level, and it's obviously important parts of their preparations as well. And fortunately, she hasn't scared our rivals away, because it would have been a pretty small field had it not.
Yes, as we know, Chris Waller has a number of runners in the Apollo Stakes, but one in particular that the crowd will attend at Randwick on Saturday. This is likely to be her last set of runs, four of them if everything goes to plan, but it kicks off at 10 minutes to four Saturday afternoon at Randwick. And tomorrow and Saturday morning, we're broadcasting from Randwick for the very latest as we build into her return. That's Winks, and all the markets are there at tab.com.au.